guys, welcome back for this week's installment of See You Online. This is the last talk in our series, unfortunately, but there's so much lined up over the summer and continuing on for that for you to get stuck into with See You. Today, we've got a very, very special speaker. Do you want to introduce yourself?
You think I'm special? Hello, my name is Phoebe Gubb. I go to Hope Church Worcester and I'm 23.
Amazing. And tell us a bit about your background, what you get up to.
Oh, my background. I am half Caribbean. My father grew up in the Caribbean and he is an amazing guy. And born into a Christian family, fell in love with Jesus when I was 11 because I was caught in a riptide, which is like a bad surfing environment. Gave my life to Jesus there because I prayed a prayer that I really meant for the first time, like in my life. Really meant every word. Got saved there, then just learned to walk it out. You know, it's a bit of a process to learn to walk it out. And moved to Winchester 2 years ago with my husband, Joseph. We've been married for 3 years. And we both are creative freelancers for a living.
Cool. So today's talk, what we're talking about is what is community, the importance of community and staying connected, especially in this time that's getting increasingly complicated. No one really knows what's going on. How can community benefit us and how's that important? And so just prepping for this talk, I Googled the definition of community and it came up with these three definitions and loads of words that you can also use to define community or another word for community. And I've got words such as body, brotherhood, sisterhood, or an area or place considered together with its inhabitants, which is really interesting. I mean, the amount of times that I hear words like brotherhood, like sisterhood, one body, the amount of times I hear that in prayers and in scripture, instantly I've seen that link. Just community and faith are almost as one. So that was really interesting just to kick things off. But I do feel like community and the term community can mean something different to all of us.
And different things to different people.
So just to kick it off, what is community in your eyes? How would you define it?
Community is like a loving interdependency of people or you and God. And like an openness, honesty, and a sharing. I think it's about sharing is what community is all about.
Yeah. Nice. And so why would we need community? In everyday lives, in our faith lives, in church, why do we need community?
Right. I literally love community, okay? I'm like a full-blown platonic friendships with Christians is so underrated. Like they are the one, you know. Lots of people are very obsessed about getting married and finding like that one friend, you know, and as a married person I can say that they are truly amazing. But we exist in a community, you know. God himself is a community, three in one, you know. I think biblically, if we were to bring up some Bible, Genesis 2, this is where we learn about like God the creator, you know. It's not good for man to be alone. Straight away creates Adam, then creates Adam a helper. So if we know that God loves community. Also Hebrews 10, you messaging me about Hebrews 10 about not neglecting gathering together, it shows you that it's an ongoing thing. Also early Christian church, every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple, break bread. You know, that shows us that it is a daily thing. And like, we all have friends around the world, don't we? But nothing beats like the people that you really see Monday to Sunday, the people you go to church with.
Yeah.
Also like Old Testament, everyone was like 900 years old. They all lived under one roof, didn't they? And his kid and him and his kid and him and his 12 sons and him and his 12 sons. They all lived in the same house. So there again, we learned that was all about community. We've become
huge community.
I don't know, is it like the Industrial Revolution or something where people are very much more spread out these days, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
We were quite, like, when we were created, we were quite, we're much more interdependent than we are now, definitely. Also, this is an interesting thing. I was reading this week, Chris Vallotton was saying, like, the Old Testament is obviously centered around family, but let's consider the fact that we're like born out of a union of two people.
Sure. Yeah. You know,
we come into this world, we're automatically inserted into a community that's called your biological family.
Yeah.
So there's like some reasons why community is like great, apart from being like, community is great, you know.
Yeah.
Go on.
Would you say that community has a purpose in our lives?
Oh my gosh, yes. So yeah. True. Like, let's look at the opposite, all right? What would be the opposite? Sure. It would be isolated, no friends, no place to call home, nowhere to be sent from.
Which is relevant because that's what we're being forced into at this time.
Yeah,
isolation being cut off. It is a direct opposite, which is why I think this talk is so relevant.
Yeah, like honestly, there's two institutions that we can really trust in, right? One is the church and one is marriage. They're like two long-standing institutions and they're both about people joining together. That's they're both about people coming together and being, you know, in community.
Mm. Yeah, and so community really, really centers around this kind of this connection of similar interests, connection of things we believe, things we enjoy. That's kind of
true.
Seems to be that's where its heart is. And so I suppose coming off that, it can become clear what community gives to us, what its benefit is, especially in the church. I mean, for me, a community is a way of growth spiritually.
So true.
In your friendships.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in the church, the church without a community would be a church that can't grow. But give us some more benefits of, you know, the power of community.
Oh, just the best. Like, community is about, like I said, openness, honesty. Like, we're created first to have a loving dependency on God. You know, he is community himself. And then like this humble interdependency with people. Together we feel so like looked after, you know, so we're so rich in like who we are and, you know, who we're loved by. We're just desiring for it, which is why like these are really testing times, because we are actually created to be like really physically connected as well as emotionally. Mm. I would probably say that community is probably two things. It's a physical state of being connected with others, and it's also like a posture of your heart and a spiritual state, right? So like a physical state is like, I am isolating, but I'm not isolated. I am both connecting with people and with God.
Yeah.
I'm intentionally pursuing community. I love me some phoning. I love me some Zooming. I love me some house party. I love me some sending letters. I love me some sending gifts. Yeah. You know, church online, knowing about your local city. These are all like physically connected things, right? Maybe like some people are even upping the other four love languages to cover the lack of physical touch and physicalness. Lots of people are like quality time, serving. Loads of people are like sending gifts to friends, you know.
And I think
the other one is probably like a posture of your heart. It's a spiritual state, right? Mm. And I was, when you first asked me to do this, I was really thinking about Apostle Paul in the Bible. Like he was isolated, but he felt very connected to his church, right?
Sure.
So I was thinking that like we are connected in spirit and heart. When you have the same vision and togetherness as your community, like every church is going after different things, every community is going after different things, but it's that like connectedness and unitedness which is like so great. And I think the Holy Spirit is our connector in our community. It's like, again, that loving dependency on God and each other, you know, like God made Adam to be with him, then Eve. And community is a God idea, you know. We have a three-in-one God. God is a community in himself. The Holy Spirit is God here on earth. But when Paul, you know, was probably writing to these churches, he felt connected to them. He was connected, but he wasn't close to them, but he still was connected.
Mm. Yeah. And it's interesting you talk about kind of the forms of community, so talking on Zoom, but also that spiritual community. I found this thing online. It was talking about the different ways we can interact as a community within a community.
That's cool.
And it was talking about you can be the Barnabas, you can be the friend, you can pursue a Paul, so you can pursue being a teacher even though you are a friend, and you can train a Timothy, so you can
That's so cool.
be that sort of student role as well. just three people in the Bible that, you know, relate to those different forms of community.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I guess then leads into this question of, yes, so you've got this community through talking and chatting and zooming and sending gifts, and then this different type of community in church, and this real faith community. And it poses the question, is community different inside and or outside of the church? Do we have to act in community differently dependent on whether we're in a Christian circle or a non-Christian circle? How does that adapt, or does it stay the same?
I would probably say, like, short answer, yes. Christians should technically be better at community because it's a God idea, you know? Yeah. But it does come down to love, openness, honesty, correction, but mainly, like, lifting other people up, you know, prophesying, crying with your best friends because you just had a really rubbish day, you know?
But
there's something about Christian friends where it's, like, for example, like in our marriage, if we were always just angry at each other, we're like always just hitting heads. But there's something about being a Christian that's very like lifting, you know, it's very, you have another focus, something higher than yourself, you know, that's what's great about community. But I would also say that, like, in terms of community, depending on inside and outside church, like, community, like, is more about the people than the religion, probably. You know, like, Joe's aunt and uncle, my husband's aunt and uncle, they aren't Christians. They live in Cardiff. They're so cool. They're honestly so cool. They're both like artists and they're just super artsy, but they're so good at having refugees in their home all the time.
Sure.
They're not Christians, but they're really good at community. So I think it isn't always dependent on the religion or being a Christian. It's really kind of dependent on that person as well. But Jesus shows us what community is. The Bible shows us, so we should be the best people at community. I think the other aspect of it is quality. What's the quality of the connection, you know, the depth of that connection? The digital age has led us to be like really bad being shallow, you know, shallow connectedness. But we can be connected via our phones, but like, even before coronavirus, you could be in a busy room and feel isolated. Some people are at home right now, they're probably feeling more connected than they ever have before, you know.
And we're seeing more people each week clicking on church streams, more people than we've ever seen in a church building.
Yeah, agree.
And so although before this period of time, the online world was this place that made us feel isolated, if anything else, it's been flipped on its head and it's causing us to grow now. It's causing which is, it's just bonkers the way that can happen so quickly. Yeah, so like we were saying, so the short answer, yes.
Christians should be better at community, but actually it's probably down to the person, you know.
Down to the person. And the great thing about that is that kind of makes community feel as if it's not this form of skill that you can obtain, whether this person has community, this person doesn't have community.
Yeah.
The fact that if you are rooted in faith, if you know a friend in Jesus, then instantly, without even doing anything, you have that community, you have that foundation. And so I think this talk is so great because it speaks wonders to the people who are kind of in this period of time sat at home feeling isolated and wondering what to do. And I think for a lot of people, this time has been a time where people can actually step back and reflect and have their eyes opened and grow in faith and really realize its true purpose. And I think that's a great thing about this big term called community.
It is very big term.
It is a very big term, and it's difficult to define sometimes, but like you said, there is this community in faith.
Like Christian community, you know, like at the end of the day, like, Jesus died for our sins, his death accomplished much more, and we're rescued into his kingdom, adopted into his family. We gain a huge community. You know, have you ever, we were on this, when I was traveling around the world, I was sitting next to my cousin Jody on this bus, and our flight had got cancelled to this, one of these countries, and we were on this bus, and there was this couple at the front of the bus, and they looked super loved up. You know, we're like both a 17 and 18 like sweaty girls. There's this couple at the top looking like all clean and proper, you know. And I just said to my cousin, I said, I bet they're Christians. They look like Christians. Look at them. And they were Christians. And we spent like 3 days with them just because their honeymoon cut short. And it's that thing of like, we gain so much family when we become a Christian, which is why we should be so good at community, you know.
Yeah. And like you said, that family roots itself way back to, you know, Adam and Eve, like God.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
God gave Adam this partner to form community from.
Yeah.
So its real origin, its real center goes millions of years back.
Agree.
Amazing. But yeah, so it's had this massive timeline way back to Genesis. And then here we are now in this digital online world that's constantly growing, constantly evolving. Just let us know a few, because you're savvy on terms of online, Instagram, social media. So give us some tips, some tricks of how community can be made easier in this time when we're isolated at home. We will be at the bottom of this video, we'll be dropping as many links as we can find to help you guys get connected to your church streams, get connected to your church.
Yeah,
any
come on.
Prayer studies, any Bible readings going on, anything that CU's doing, we'll be posting links down below in this video. So that'll be accessible to you. But for now, just let us know ways, if people are struggling to get connected, how can we get connected and build this community in such a isolated time?
Yeah, it is so hard, you know, and some people are enjoying this season much more than other people. I'm one of these people that's enjoying it, but it's okay if you're not enjoying it and you haven't accomplished anything. Like, that's totally fine. I think before I go into it, because my job is in Instagram and social media, I love that stuff, you know. God made Adam first to spend time with Adam, then Eve. So our loving dependency on God needs to grow in this time. Most people watching this video aren't key workers. They're young students who are all at home. Exactly. And what's cool is, one, we can do so much of this time, which we've talked about in some of the last, I've loved the last three streams that you guys have done. And also, what's really weird, this is the first summer ever where students can be as connected to their church. By not being here. That's the first first time that's ever happened. Maybe the last time, unless we all like stay super digital every hour of the week, you know, from now on. But do you know what I mean? Like churches, being connected to your local church here in Winchester, especially if your church at home is, you feel like you've outgrown it a bit, you know, or you do love it, but your parents are there. You have an opportunity to still stay connected to your church here. Also, like, I really do think like the local church is so undervalued. You've really got to value it higher. Local destinies are released in the local church, you know, like there's what, how many churches in Winchester, like 50 churches? There's so much community going on, you know, and God loves the local church so much. But also, and it stops you from loving the local church, stops you dipping into lots of content from lots of different churches and who your favorite preacher is and a bit of Stephen Furtick and a bit of this person. Cheer on your own people that you really know first. Also, there is so much online right now. And, you know, the Holy Spirit can go through screens. God meets you through screens. I've listened to songs where I've really met God, you know, like Upper Room's new album, cracking. Champion came out today by Bethel. Cracking song. Absolutely blessed me. Yeah. But like Wildfires has gone online. Big Church Day Out's gone online. Uprising Europe prayer event, that's gone on online. And all these things are like almost free. We've got it good. Yeah. I've been doing energy fitness in Winchester. I don't have a gym membership, but everything's free for me. Yeah. So I can join.
And we are building from that. The fact that we can watch different churches and see how church is different but the same across multiple churches, we can really grow in that.
Yes.
That's amazing. But yeah, we'll be posting as many links as we can to all these events. Anything that you can click on to go and grow in faith and really help you guys, we'll be posting down below.
Yeah.
That is all we have time for today, but this is so much bigger than a 20-minute talk. So do be sure to click all those links below. Get in touch with us on anything, Messenger, Instagram. Get in touch with us. We'll help you out. Contact the CU. Contact your church leaders as well. Contact your youth workers. They'll help you. They'll help you tons. But that's all for us, guys. Big thank you to you, Phoebs, for coming to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time, maybe next week. Something's big coming. All right, guys. See ya.
Bye.